Sydney, W222CR, Norwich.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Well, good afternoon and welcome, everybody. It's Nate Lull. I'm joined by Greg Bonskowski today. Oneonta in Norwich. Well, round one was last night with the boys. Round two is the girls here this afternoon. We're live in Norwich. And it'll be the Purple Tornado hosting the Jackets here in a stack division matchup. Want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Butler has the area's biggest selection of pre-owned vehicles on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Everyone at Butler Auto Sales wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Well, Greg, always fun when we get an Oneonta-Norwich rivalry together. And a fun fact, I think, some people are kind of surprised by this. These two teams haven't played yet this year, so they're going to see a lot of each other in the next 2 weeks and then maybe beyond into sectionals.
Well, they're going to play each other twice here in almost less than a week's time. So I thought that was interesting when you said, first round was last night. When has it happened that Oneonta-Norwich boys would have played home and away and the Oneonta-Norwich girls haven't played each other yet? So both teams come in with similar records. If you just look at the division in the MAC, in the STACK, Oneonta comes in with a record of 2-2 in their division, 4-5 in the STACK overall, and 6-8 overall record. And Norwich is 2-1 in the division, 4-3 in the STACK, and 8-6. So this is a pivotal game for their STACK divisional record.
I'm excited to watch today. Missy Christie taking over for this Norwich team in the middle of the season after some changes were made, and they've really seemed like a rejuvenated team on paper. I have not got to see them in person since Coach Christie took over. I was here last week. We were giving Stephen Dowdle from the Norwich boys team the Athlete of the Week award. I had to wait around a little bit. I got to watch them practice. It's a group that loves to have fun. And I think they are really buying into what Coach Christie, being helped by her husband Mike as well, I think they're really buying into that system, and I'm excited to see how that goes down the stretch. Changes in Oneonta, too, with Matt Miller kind of stepping away this year. Wanted to watch his boys play, you know, in their middle school and high school career. So George Fody back in town to take a hold of the Yellow Jackets. We saw them earlier in the year against Unitego, but some fresh faces on the bench, and always fun to see what style of game, offense, defense they'll bring to the table. And of course, George, one of the best in OHS.
Yeah, and I think another thing to keep in mind with these local rivalries, I don't care if it's the Delaware, the Tri-Valley, the MAC, or the STACK, when you play your big rival, you can throw the records out and you never know what's going to happen. It's usually a good game, usually nip and tuck, usually comes right down to the end, and who makes the play at the critical time. So exciting to be here today in Norwich.
Greg and I are going to take a quick break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. We'll be recognizing our special Oneonta sponsors throughout today's game as well, so stay tuned for all of that. For Greg Bonskowski, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Jerry's Inn has takeout specials for the big game this weekend, including wing specials for 12, 24, 36, or 50 wings, and boneless wings, too. Get one 10-inch pizza for $10, or two for $18, or choose a pizza and wing combo, six to choose from, like two pizzas and 24 wings for $36, or two pizzas and boneless wings for $25. Pepperoni rolls available, too. Make sure to place your order ahead of time by stopping in or calling 607-320-4545. That's 320-4545. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, is open Tuesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner, and from noon till 6:30 on Sunday, February 9th.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski with you here in Norwich today. for the Norwich girls taking on Oneonta. Two things we want to pass along. Of course, we mentioned it last night, but congratulations to Lizzie Kraft, scoring 1,000 points for the Unitego girls last night. And then this morning, a Franklin girl, Shannon Kingsbury, just a sophomore, joining the 1,000-point club for the Purple Devils. They had a game this morning all the way out at Hunter Tannersville, so all the Franklin people loaded up to go out and watch Shannon hit 1,000 points. So we've had a long list of boys and girls this year joining the 1,000-point club with back-to-back nights. That's pretty cool for Lizzie and for Shannon. We're sorry we couldn't be there. Nate Lull cloning still is not a thing. Whenever that happens, I'll make sure I'm at every single event. But we've been promising to do these games for quite some time. I feel like I had to do it. But congratulations to those two. Pretty cool milestones.
Yeah, definitely congratulations to both players. Kind of feel extra happy maybe because I used to coach at Unitego. So I know most of the girls that are on that 1,000-point list. And I have known Shannon for quite a while through my daughter and being the athletic director at GMU. So two very nice young ladies, and just want to pass along my congratulations to them on that outstanding achievement.
Lizzie is the 10th player in Unitego history to do it. She's the 6th female. Shannon is the 9th player in Franklin history to do it, and the 5th female. So pretty cool. We always chuckle, and Shannon is the first to say this. A soccer-first player somehow scored 1,000 points by the time she was a sophomore. And she always jokes, I don't even know how I'm here. So she's just an athlete. That's
yeah,
what it is. So
that's a good advertisement, I guess I would say, for kids to play multi-sports. Because a lot of what happens in soccer and a lot of her soccer skills translate really well to the basketball court. I would imagine of those 1,000 points, a lot have come off of her defensive ability. She gets a lot of steals, pushes it out in the open floor. It does pay dividends to play multiple sports. So if you're a high school student-athlete out there and you're thinking about, geez, should I play a second or a third sport, by all means, you definitely should play as many sports as possible. They only will help you to be better in all of the sports.
Shannon averaging 9 steals a game right now, and so you're right. A lot of those are I pick your pocket, I'm in your shorts, and then I'm in for a breakaway layup. And one of the most fun things, I think, bringing it back, tying it into our Norwich game here today, for Armadillos, my travel team, we had Josie Ryan, one of the stars for Norwich here today, who is just a tenacious athlete. You'll see her out on the floor today. Her and Shannon together is literally like a tornado of defense out there, and very fun to watch those two play, both sophomores as well. So hopefully we'll have them playing for the next couple of years, and love to see it when it translates back into the high school game. So interesting matchup here today. Athletes all across the floor. No real big superstar, I would say, on either side. Josie Ryan averaging right around 15 a game. So interesting to see who's going to step up here today, Greg.
Yeah, Emma Ergo also in double figures for the Tornado, and Celine Wellman in double figures for the Yellow Jackets. So again, throughout the record, it's going to be a good ball game. So we hope you enjoy the game today.
We're going to take a break for the national anthem. When we come back, Norwich girls hosting Oneonta today here on WCDO.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have 3 accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. At Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin. Or visit shendello.org. Member NCUA.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
When it comes to protecting their homes, people will try almost anything. From deadbolts to security systems, fences to motion lights. Every little bit helps. But when it comes to protecting your home, nothing is more important than making sure you have the right amount of homeowners insurance. So talk to me, Scott Smith, your neighbor's insurance agent. Together, we can help you get the coverage you want and the discounts you deserve. Stop by Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or East Main Street in Oneonta for all your homeowner's insurance needs.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowell, Greg Bonskowski with you here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, our web stream brought to you by SFCU. I'll do the starting lineups first for Norwich and head coach Missy Christie. They are going to start with freshman number one, Brindley Ryan, a sophomore number two, Josie Ryan, a junior number three, Emma Ergo, a junior number 20, Olivia Burrell, and a freshman number 21, Kerrigan Reed. Greg's going to have our Oneonta starting lineups.
So starters for the Oneonta Yellow Jackets and Coach George Fody. Senior number 2, Natalie Van Zant. Senior number 10, Jordan Bellinger. Senior number 15, Hayden Lefevre. Senior, Celine Wellman. And junior number 31, Madison Imperado. So a senior laden lineup except for the lone junior for the Yellow Jackets.
Oneonta is going to be in the royal blue road uniforms. The gold trim says Oneonta in gold lettering across the front of the uniform there. Norwich is in the home whites with the purple trim. Says Norwich in purple lettering across the front of the uniform there. One late change for Norwich, Caroline Richardson inserted into the starting lineup here for Olivia Burrell. So both coaches making a last-minute change after talking with me pregame. Love that.
Yeah, interesting. You know, Oneonta has 4 out of the 5 that are seniors. Norwich doesn't have a senior in their starting lineup and only 1 junior. Actually 2 juniors. So kind of a young versus old matchup here.
Here's the chant of Go Purple by Mr. Purple here to start the contest. And Oneonta is going to win the opening tip. A steal by Josie Ryan. Ball is loose on the floor. And Norwich is going to come down with it. And here is Norwich going right to left. You can still hear the Go Purple going. It's incredible how long he can hold that note. And we're underway. So an early steal. Norwich has the ball going right to left. Again in the purple, the white with the purple trim. Richardson on the left side into the paint. And a bounce pass, but we got a traveling violation, it looks like, and going back to Oneonta. I've heard some rumblings of junk defense from both sides. We're going to put you to the test here,
okay,
Coach.
I thought that the Go Purple was going to go till the first basket was scored. I was like, holy cow.
The way he holds it, he does it at every Norwich sporting event. As Oneonta throws it away as they bring it back down the floor. And I don't know how he does it, honestly. I mean, that had to be, what, 20, 25 seconds he held that? Oneonta, a steal on the inbounds by Norwich. And here's Jordan Bellinger to the left side, trying to set up offense. Both teams just kind of trying to settle in here. And now another steal by Norwich.
And it does look like the Yellow Jackets are in triangle and two, I think, guarding both of the Ryan sisters.
That was the rumbling I heard in the pregame. So you've passed the first test there, Coach. And here's Caroline Richardson in the corner for 3 for Norwich to start things off. 3-0 lead. And Norwich coming out in their signature full-court press, a program staple here for the Purple Tornado. 6:55 to go in the first. Oneonta will look to get it in on the baseline with Imperado. Passes to Lefevre. In the backcourt here, Ergo against Lefevre should be a good matchup for the bigs today. Down the right side of the floor, Oneonta going left to right. Van Zant into the corner, and a long three there in the corner for Celine Wellman. Their leading score is good, and we're tied up at 3.
Yeah, back-to-back three-pointers here, 1 from each team.
Norwich with the ball going right to left. Here's Josie Ryan, the quick point guard. Had 33 in a game earlier this year in a victory, or a loss, I should say, against Sydney. Three-pointer for Richardson. That came up short, and a rebound here for Oneata. Imperado ahead to Wellman. Wants another three from the right side, and Wellman shots off the front of the rim. Ergo with a rebound and an outlet pass to Josie Ryan. 6:10 to go in the first quarter. We're tied 3-3. And Ryan's back down the floor on the right side. Josie with a bounce pass. Finding Kerrigan. Reed. Reed with a little dribble drive here into the teeth of the defense. Up off the glass. Too strong. Reed with a rebound. Back down for Ergo. Finds a nice drop step spot. It won't go. Lefevre with a rebound. Here comes Oneata. Ahead for Wellman. Trying to get out and run. Wellman with the left-handed layup. It's short. And here comes Norwich back the other way. Josie Ryan with a rebound. And the track meet continues. Ryan finally will pump the brakes. Finds Richardson to the interior, but she traveled. Got the happy feet. It's going back to the Jackets. We're tied 3-3 early here in the first quarter. Kind of a frantic pace.
Yeah. I've been trying to figure out what defense Norwich is down there in the half court. They haven't had the ball long enough for me to figure it out.
Norwich to the high post now with Brindley Ryan. She'll pull it back out with 5.5 to go in the first. We're tied 3-3. Always kind of helter-skelter when you do a Norwich game on the radio because they play such a unique up-tempo style. Now a steal here by Oneata. Here's Bellinger finding Imperado, and she's fouled on the right low block by Richardson of Norwich. So a 3-3 game.
Really nice pass there by the Yellow Jackets in transition. They get the opportunity to go to the line here for Imperado.
So Madison Imperado will step into the line here for the Jackets. Again, we're tied 3-3 with 5:17 to go in the first quarter. I'm Nate Lowell, again joined by Greg Bonskowski here tonight, or this afternoon, I should say, in Norwich. Imperado, the first shot, no good. Want to say thank you to Mirabito for being a special sponsor today. Mirabito Convenience Stores. You can fuel up with a full tank of premium fuel, your favorite snacks, or a hot cup of coffee. When you're on the go, it's got to be Mirabito. 0-for-2 for Imperado. That second shot hit the rim three times but wouldn't go down. 5:10 to go in the first quarter. We're still tied 3-3. Norwich across the midcourt timeline. Finds Kerrigan Reed. Top of the arc. Dribbles to the right side. Down low. Shot here for Reed. The freshman too strong. Both teams scrambling for the rebound. Van Zandt diving out of bounds. Was able to grab that ball. Ball still pinballing around. And Brindley Ryan goes head first into the bleachers. That was a dangerous play, but she's okay, it looks
great
like.
Great hustle on her part. She not only knocked it away on the right side of the court over, but then chased it down into the left corner and threw it off the Yellow Jacket player before she went out of bounds. So great hustle there.
I don't know how she did not just completely fold up like a pretzel there into the stands, but she appears to be fine. Here's Josie Ryan back out to Reed straight away. Little dribble drive for her. Now we'll leave it off for Josie Ryan on the left side. Splits two defenders, and she's hammered as she gets in the paint. We got a foul. Coach, against triangle and two, what's Norwich want to do here?
Well, I was just going to go to that. Like, for those of you that aren't really basketball savants, triangle and two means that there's three people that are playing a triangle kind of zone defense from the foul line down to the blocker, and then you have two people chasing man-to-man. So usually you want to try to run some man-to-man offense against it because you have two out of your five players being guarded.
Here's Brindley Ryan, down low for Emma Ergo. Missed the first shot, rebound out of bounds. It's going to stay with the purple. 4:25 to go in the first, still knotted up at three.
The other thing teams sometimes try to do is have two people at the foul line because there's only one defender up there.
Ergo on the inbounds pass, sealed off her defender and gets the layup, so Norwich leads 5-3. 4:15 to go in the first quarter. Three ball here for Wellman in the right corner, and she buries it. Celine Wellman with her second three, and it's 6-5 for Oneata. Actually, they're going to say that was a long two there for Wellman. Back underneath for Ergo here for Norwich. That's up and no good.
No, they did switch back to a three. Okay. I think they're deciding. Maybe they'll go to replay at the break.
Wellman tries another three in the right corner. This one's off the mark. Reed with a rebound and an outlet pass to Brindley Ryan. So Oneata does lead 6-5 here. And girls stack action with 3:40 to go in the first quarter. What do we got here? A double dribble?
Yep, double dribble.
Right for
the
Oneata bench.
Switch hands, and then I think as she went to switch hands, both hands hit the ball once going down. Good catch by the official.
Oneata 6, Norwich 5, 3:40 to go here in this first quarter. Live from Norwich High School this afternoon. Some Saturday basketball. Here's Jordan Bellinger from way downtown. That died on the front of the rim. Rebound for Norwich. Ripped down by Olivia Burrell, who's checked in now for Norwich.
And it looked like Norwich was in a 2-3, but kind of extended there, almost like a Syracuse 2-3 zone.
Here's Reed on the left side. Lets it fly. Splash for Kerrigan Reed.
A nice shot out there from the freshman.
Norwich 8, Oneonta 6 with 3:10 to go in the first quarter. Now a steal by Norwich. Here's Brindley Ryan in transition. Brindley trying to take it right to the rim. Up and scores for Brindley Ryan.
She's all over the place.
Norwich 10, Oneonta 6. Back down in transition for the Jackets. That one is poked free. Both teams flying out of bounds here looking for the ball. Somehow Norwich loses it. It goes back to Wellman. She puts it up and in. Wellman with another bucket there. She has all 8 of Oneonta's points here. It's Norwich 10, Oneonta 8. Here's Brindley Ryan. Takes a hard hit there at the left low block. She is just letting loose with the body here today, sacrificing. And she'll get paid off this time by going to the line. 2:40 to go in the first. Norwich 10, Oneonta 8. You got to love the hustle, though.
Yeah, she's playing at a different speed out there than the rest of the players. She doesn't slow down. It's like the Energizer Bunny. Still going.
2:40 to go here in this first quarter. Ryan to the line. Her first one is up and good. I mentioned that Josie plays on my travel team from time to time. Brindley has joined her as well, and just a nice combo to have when you have kids who work that hard. Second shot for Brindley Ryan. No good. Emma Ergo with the rebound, and she puts it up and in. I sound like a broken record, but she's also joined us with the Armadillos from time to time, and always good to have, again, kids who want to play that hard. So Norwich with a little jump there. They lead 13-8 with 2.5 to go in the first quarter.
Yeah, Norwich's full court pressure is really kind of wearing out the Yellow Jackets, and they're having a hard time getting set up in the half court after they get the ball over half court against the press. They're kind of discombobulated and out of sorts. We'll see if they can change that here.
Here's Bellinger in the left corner for Oneonta. That buckles off the side of the rim. Imperato a rebound, and this one's taken away by Josie Ryan. A good steal. Ryan in transition. Josie leaves it for Brindley. Her left-handed layup won't go. And Lefevre's got a rebound here for Oneonta. Jackets in transition, trying to play fast. Wellman into the teeth of the defense, blocked by Ergo, and here comes Norwich. Kerrigan Reed down the right side. Stops and goes to Ryan. Little give and go. Reed on the baseline, finds Emma Ergo at the high post. Her shot was short. It's going to roll out of bounds and go back to Oneonta, with Norwich leading 13-8 here in the Stack Girls contest today at Norwich High School. Of course, want to say thank you again to all our special sponsors, including Pickett Building Materials on State Highway 23 in Oneonta, your one-stop destination for complete building supplies, serving both construction pros and do-it-yourselfers, open Monday through Saturday. In transition, a left-handed layup Wellman is up and good for Wellman again. She's got all 10.
And Norwich even switched their press that time from a 1-2-2 to a 2-2-1, but Yellow Jackets did a nice job of breaking it.
Here's Norwich looking to go to Ergo on the right low block. Couldn't hold on to it, but Kerrigan Reed was there. Scoops it up, but it wouldn't go. Rebound for Oneonta. Ahead now for Wellman. Wellman at the right low block. Layup is good for Celine Wellman. She's got all 12 of Oneonta's points. And we got a timeout taken here by Norwich with our score. Norwich 13, Oneonta Girls 12. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Hi. I'm Sean LaRose from Waste Recovery Enterprises. Excited to tell you that Waste Recovery Redemption is now open on Clifton Street in Unadilla. Drop off your refundable bottles and cans for quick cash. Groups and organizations can set up an account for fundraisers, and we also do bulk pickups and bottle drives. And if you've been wondering what to do with those personal papers you don't need anymore, bring them to Northeast Data Destruction for document and hard drive shredding. Both of these services available at 29 Clifton Street, Unadilla. Open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturdays 9 till 2.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. 1:15 to go here in this first quarter. It's Norwich 13, Oneonta 12. Norwich has got the basketball going right to left. Here's Josie Ryan leaving one off into the breadbasket there of Burrell. Right corner, they try to go inside for Ergo, and it's knocked away there by Hayden Lefevre. With 1:03 to go in the first, it's Norwich 13, Oneonta 12.
And one of the Ryan sisters checks out of the game, but it looks like Oneonta is still in the triangle in two. Now they're chasing Ryan and Kerrigan Reed.
Ergo with a layup there for Norwich on an inbounds. Makes it 15-12. Ergo's making a good living on the baseline there. Kind of sealing her defenders and finding a way to get open layups. And now Oneonta throws it away as they tried to quickly get down the court. They've really tried to push the pace here, Greg.
Yeah, and Norwich really has allowed them to do that with their full court pressure. They want to play fast.
And here's Josie Ryan down the left side. We'll leave it off for Burrell. Spin move for Burrell into the corner. A three ball here for Norwich is off the front of the rim there for Abby Brunick. Josie Ryan with a rebound. Kicks one back out. Burrell from straight away for the long two. That's up and good for Burrell. And Norwich jumps ahead 17-12 with 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. Here's Hayden Lefevre dishing one ahead. They find Imperato on the right side. Good pass. Finding Kendall Lefevre on the other side of the floor. Her little baby hook shot from the left side is no good. 5 seconds left. Here's Josie Ryan in transition. Stops, wants the three, doesn't pull the trigger. And we got a traveling violation as it goes back to Burrell. Did the right thing, tried to dish it, but turnover.
One thing to keep an eye on, when another team presses you, if you break the press, it doesn't mean you have to go attack right away. I think Oneana would be better served maybe to pull it out.
Half court heave here for Oneana, but no good.
To pull it out and then set up offense rather than taking the quick shot, because that's what Norwich wants you to do.
All right, end of the first quarter here. Norwich girls lead Oneana 17-12. Second quarter coming up here on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Is an urgent winter weather message for the following counties in New York, Delaware, and Sullivan. Winter storm warning in effect from 7 p.m. this evening to 7 a.m. Sunday. What? Heavy snow expected. Total snow accumulations between 6 and 9 inches. Where? Delaware and Sullivan.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back. Start of the second quarter here at Norwich High School. Norwich girls lead 17-12. Layup here for Emma Ergo. No, gets her own rebound as Norwich has the basketball. Second chance, no. Third chance here for Ergo, and she's fouled. And Emma's going to go back to the line.
Great individual effort there. As you mentioned at the end of the first quarter there, she seems to be having some success on the baseline there, especially in the low block versus this jacket triangle and two defense.
Emma's first shot at the line is up and good for Norwich. If you were listening during the break there, you caught our EAS test. Just letting everybody know, we are expecting some poor weather later today, so if you're out on the roads, maybe plan. Going to hit our area around probably 6, 6.30, 7 o'clock tonight. Supposed to get somewhere around 6 to 8 inches locally, depending on where you are. So beware of that tonight. That EAS test just trying to pass that along. So want to get that out there. We're just into the second quarter. Ergo goes 1 out of 2. Norwich leads 18-12, and now a foul as Oneana brings it back down the floor, and Hayden Lefevre is going to go to the line for 3 here. She was fouled on the play. And so Lefevre is going to step in to shoot 3 here. First one for Hayden is up and good. So that's the first point for a jacket besides Celine Wellman. Second shot coming here for Hayden at the line, and this one off the back of the rim and no good.
And the Jackets triangle and two defense is working. The Ryan sisters only have a combined 3 points at the end of one quarter, so they just need to find a couple other people to contribute offensively here, and they'll be right there. But all that being said, they're only 5 points down.
Hayden goes 1 out of 3, and so it's Norwich 18, Oneana 13. Early in the second quarter, here's Kerrigan Reed dishing one off. They try to go to Burrell on the left side. Pump fakes. Now back to Brindley Ryan. Brindley on the baseline. And going to be a 3-second call here on Norwich, it looks like.
And Norwich calling the press off a little bit here. Maybe just changing it up. Doing a little bit half court 2-3 kind of extended zone defensive look.
Oneana passing it inside here for Kendall Lefevre, and a little turnaround, nice move in the center of the paint. Up and good for Kendall, the freshman for Oneonta.
Yeah, very nice move there. Under control, patience, took her time.
So it's Norwich 18, Oneonta 15. 7 minutes to go in the second quarter. A pull-up jumper here for Burrell is no good. The rebound picked up here by Jordan Bellinger of Oneonta. Bellinger across half court, going left to right. Oneonta's in the royal blue with the gold trim. Norwich in the home whites with the purple trim. They go to the high post again for Lefevre. Kendall finds Hayden, the two sisters, on the left side. Now to Celine Wellman. Steps through, a little up and under for Celine, and that one won't go. Nice move, just kind of a funky-looking shot. Rebound for Norwich. And the Purple Tornado have it on the left side. Here's Burrell, looking for some options. She's in a tough spot. We'll dish one over to the far side, and it's stolen away here by Oneonta. Pass was too tough there for Abby Brunick. And Oneonta's got a chance to maybe cut it to one or potentially tie this game. Here's Hayden Lefevre, dishing it back off for Wellman. Little shake into the paint, finds Kendall Lefevre, turnaround shot for her, a little lefty hook is up and good for Kendall Lefevre.
Almost looks like an instant replay from the move she made just a couple possessions ago.
Norwich 18, Oneonta 17, with 5:55 to go in the second quarter. Norwich trying to dish one back down low on the right low block for Burrell. Goes back out for Brunick, now to Ergo. Emma Ergo stepping through. Ball sliced out of her hands by the Jackets. It's going to stay with Norwich with 5:45 to go in the second quarter. Josie Ryan checking back in here for the Purple. So starting five, almost four of the five are in right now for the Purple. They'll look to work it into Kerrigan Reed off the inbounds in the middle of the paint. She's got the little up and under. And Kerrigan Reed's got a quick 5 points, and Norwich leads 20-17, 5.5 to go second quarter. Jackets have it to the high post. They try to go down low with Kendall Lefevre. We'll work one back out for Hayden. Dribble drive into the paint, up and under, is off the mark. Rebound scooped out of there by Reed. Here comes the freshman for Norwich, streaking down the right side. Reed, a step through, the floater in the paint, rolls off the front of the rim. Rebound for the Jackets. And Kendall Lefevre will dribble it down the right side of the court, and then her pass through the teeth of the defense is picked off here by Norwich. Reed ahead for Brindley Ryan. Wants a three in transition. Fires up a shot. Draws air out of bounds and going back to Oneonta. With 5 minutes to go in the second quarter, it's Norwich 20, Oneonta 17.
Boy, it's such a quick pace. I'm having a hard time trying to get some insight in here as you call the play-by-play. But Norwich has taken the press off. They're in that half-court 2-3 zone.
Here's Jordan Bellinger. Left side three. That's a big one for Oneonta, tying this game back up. And a big shot there from Bellinger, her first bucket of the night.
Yeah, nice pass by Lefevre from the free throw line out to Bellinger.
Here's Josie Ryan right into the land of the trees, and Josie gets it to go for her first basket. And Norwich retakes the lead here, 22-20 with 4.5 to go in the second quarter here this afternoon at NHS. Turnaround shot in the paint for Kendall Lefevre. That one was off the mark, out of bounds. And back here to the Purple Tornado.
Yeah, Oneonta's doing a good job trying to attack that Norwich 2-3 zone defense by having a player in that high post area, free throw line. And then they're trying to either make a move or distribute out to the shooters.
4:20 to go in the second quarter. It's a two-point ball game. Norwich with a pull-up jumper here for Kerrigan Reed. No, Kendall Lefevre with a rebound here for Oneonta. Bounce pass ahead to Celine Wellman. Thought about a three, but instead passes inside. Little give and go. They find Bellinger. Works one out. Corner three here for the Jackets is too strong. Off the back of the rim for Wheeler of Oneonta. And now a rebound here for Norwich. They'll go to Reed on the right side with 3:50 to go in the second quarter. Norwich clinging to a two-point lead. Here's Ryan dishing one off. Finds Emma Ergo, and she's fouled on the left low block by Wellman.
Yeah, nice pass there by Josie Ryan. She drove hard to the basket. The Jacket defenders came off of Ergo there, and she just kind of made a little lob pass to her on the left block, and Jackets fouled, and Ergo earns the trip to the line.
And so Emma Ergo stepping in here at the line. First shot for Emma is up and good. So Ergo's got 8 points. That's a team high so far for the Purple Tornado. They have a three-point lead, 23-20, 3:45 to go second quarter. Second shot here for Ergo. This one is up and good. Ergo gets it to go. Timeout's going to be taken here by Norwich. The Purple Tornado leading the Oneonta girls here. 24-20, we're live at Norwich High School. 3:45 to go second quarter, and we'll be back on WCDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
3:45 to go in the second quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski here this afternoon on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, brought to you by SFCU. Jackets have it. Bellinger on the baseline. Oneonta going left to right on your radio dial. Imperato, a left side three. That one is off the mark, out of bounds. Looks like it's going to stay here with the Jackets.
Nope, going down.
Going down. We're a little shielded here.
We can't see that corner over there. Almost like at a baseball game. We got the bad seats. You can't see into the corner.
Where we set up here is on the one end of the floor as Ergo gets fouled, taking it to the rim here for Norwich. And our one corner is just kind of shielded. Head on top of that, coaches standing in the way, people coming in. It's got that small school gym feel here.
Well, I had a better angle on that one, so I helped you out.
Ergo to the line. I appreciate that. Going to need your help there again. Ergo gets the first to go. She's into double figures with 10.
Well, earlier that one basket by Wellman, we couldn't tell if it was a two or three because we can't see her feet from where we're sitting.
Yeah, that's the exact kind of dead spot over there. And Ergo goes two out of two. So Emma with 11 points, right on average here for Emma Ergo. And Norwich leads 26-20. Now a steal by Ergo. She's going to pull it down. Find Kerrigan Reed. Promising young player here for Norwich. Reed in the corner. Spot up three. Yes, for Kerrigan Reed. She buries that, and Coach Fody wants a timeout. Kerrigan Reed now with 8 points. And Norwich has pumped this up to a 29-20 lead over visiting Oneonta. 3:09 to go in the second quarter. We'll step away for 30 seconds on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, welcome back. Of course, want to thank all our special sponsors here, including Country Club Motors, located at 70 Oneida Street in Oneonta, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and much more. You can see the inventory online at countryclubmotors.com. Country Club Motors, where high volume saves you money. Oneonta's got to try to find a way to fight back in here with just about 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. They trail Norwich 29-20. A pass through the teeth of the defense here. They were looking for a streaking Kendall Lefevre too far in front of her, and Norwich is going to get the ball back, and here comes some full-court pressure from Oneonta.
I think Coach Fody would like them to pull that out. That almost had to be a perfect pass and a perfect catch.
Here's Kerrigan Reed taking it right into the paint, and she scores. And Reed is into double figures with 10 points for Norwich. And the Purple Tornado have their biggest lead, and now a steal. Norwich leads 31-20. Ahead now for Josie Ryan. Dishes one off for Kerrigan Reed. Finds a streaking Emma Ergo in the paint, and she was stripped by Jordan Bellinger. Bellinger down the left side of the floor. Over the top of the defense, finds another player in that far corner. Shot there from Wheeler of Oneonta was an air ball, and Reed scoops up the rebound for the Purple. Kerrigan Reed, little stutter step to the right low block, finds Emma Ergo. Her jumper is short, a little flat, hit the front of the rim. Natalie Van Zandt with a rebound for OHS. Down the right side, Van Zandt feeding one here to Imperato with 2:10 to go in the second quarter. Norwich up 31-20, their biggest lead of the game. This game's been very close until the last minute or so. Oneonta trying to find an answer. Bellinger with a pass to Imperato on the left side. And now back to the high post for Van Zandt. Inside Kendall Lefevre, five on the shot clock. They kick it out. Wheeler with a three off the front of the rim. Rebound Van Zandt on the right low block. Kicks it out and into the corner. A three here again for Oneonta. No, Van Zandt, another rebound. Muscles it up and in.
Good possession there for Oneonta. Multiple chances. Was important for them to get some points out of that trip.
Norwich 31, Oneonta 22. Minute and a half to go in the second quarter. Frantic pace between these two. Here's Kerrigan Reed, and another take inside, and Reed is having an afternoon here. Reed with 12, makes it 33-22, with 1:20 to go in the second quarter. Van Zandt floats one, or Bellinger floats it for Van Zandt over her head, and going back to the purple. Just been a tough 2 or 3 minute stretch here for Oneonta, and Norwich has taken full advantage.
Yeah. The Yellow Jackets are having a little bit of a problem with the pressure that the Tornadoes are applying here.
So Norwich has it again in the white with the purple trim going right to left. Here's Brindley Ryan. Stops, wants a long two. That's a little long, and a rebound for Imperato off the miss. Imperato passing ahead. Oneonta will slow it down. They pump the brakes. They go to the high post, working the ball around. Little dribble drive here for the Jackets. Shot was short. Rebound for Emma Ergo. That was Ella Harper on the take there for Oneonta, but she left it with not enough mustard on it. Josie Ryan in transition here. Step through for Norwich. Shot is off the front of the rim. She's fouled on the little up and under, and Josie will head to the line. 44 seconds to go in the second quarter, and we'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a couple of minutes. We want to remind you during this free throw that Harlem and Jervis, Attorneys at Law, is another special sponsor today. They're on Chestnut Street in Oneonta. As here is Josie at the line. Her first shot is up and good. Harlem and Jervis, they pride themselves on getting to know their clients so they're better able to serve your needs. Harlem and Jervis, understanding you, understanding the law. You can call them at 607-432-3611. As Josie Ryan goes 2 out of 2 at the line here for the Purple. And it's 35-22, and Oneonta's going to throw it away. Is it the press, Coach? What do you think really has them rattled?
Yeah, they're just trying to go too fast. Now, there's that old saying that John Wooden had, you know, be quick but don't hurry. The Yellow Jackets are hurrying, which is causing turnovers, which are leading to tornado points.
Norwich gets it back. They go to Richardson. Ball tapped out of bounds. It's going to stay here with the Purple. 33 seconds to go in this second quarter, and Coach Missy Christie's got to be pretty happy so far about this first half, with Norwich leading 35-22. Brindley Ryan will toss it up, finding Kerrigan Reed. Little dribble drive here for Reed, trying to dish it off for Emma Ergo. It's stolen by the Jackets. And back down the floor to the left side. They find Imperato. A little give and go for Ella Harper. It's up and good.
Yeah, nice give and go there for the Yellow Jackets. Kind of reversed roles there. They got the turnover and created points off their turnover.
Three ball here for Norwich in transition. Richardson's shot was too strong. Kerrigan Reed a rebound. 6 seconds left. Reed down low, blocked. Ball comes loose. Oneonta's got it. Imperato near midcourt was stripped, and that's going to do it. Our halftime score, Norwich 35, Oneonta 24. We'll have the Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a minute. Coach, before we hit the break, your thoughts. I'll quickly say that Kerrigan Reed has 12. Emma Ergo with 11 for Norwich. Wellman's got 12 for Oneonta to lead the way, but entertaining first half.
Yeah, I think Oneonta needs to do a better job of taking care of the ball. Their strategy was to take away the Ryan sisters. That's why they came out in the triangle in two, and they basically were telling the Norwich, hey, somebody else has got to step up and score. Certainly Ergo and Reed did that in the first half, so we'll see what the strategy is coming out of halftime.
I really liked Reed's game there in that first half. I don't know about you, just cool, calm, collected, took it to the rim, has good body control, just really well done.
Yes.
So that's going to do it for the first half here. Norwich girls on their home floor playing their rival Oneonta, and Norwich leads 35-24. Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up here on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today by visiting marabito.com/careers. Marabito, where people...
Banking easier.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Nate Lowell, Greg Bonskowski with you here on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com, our web stream, our game audio archive, brought to you by SFCU. It's the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Marabito has been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for nearly 100 years. You can call Marabito at 607-563-HEAT and keep your family warm this winter. Halftime score here, Norwich girls lead Oneonta 35-24. First half scoring summary first for Norwich, 12 for Kerrigan Reed, 11 for Emma Ergo, 4 for Josie Ryan, 3 apiece for Brindley Ryan and Caroline Richardson, and 2 for Olivia Burrell. On the other side for Oneonta, 12 points for Celine Wellman, 4 for Kendall Lefevre, 3 for Jordan Bellinger, 2 for Natalie Van Zandt, 1 for Hayden Lefevre, and 2 for Ella Harper. So, Coach, Norwich, little bit of a gap there. It was pretty close for most of the way, and then they just turned up the pressure. And more than Norwich turning up the pressure, I agree with what you said, where it just kind of felt like Oneonta got a little too fast, a little helter-skelter there.
Yeah, I mean, when the other team is full-court pressing, they want the pace of the game to speed up because they want you to make mistakes. So I felt like Oneonta was just in too much of a hurry. And you need to be patient. Just get it across half court and then set up your offense. I was trying to remember like an offensive set. The only one I can remember is when Norwich fell back into that 2-3 zone. The rest of it just seems like helter-skelter. Once they get it across, they're never really getting set up. So it'll be interesting to see if Norwich continues that press, because they kind of went away from it there and went back to the 2-3 zone in the half court. It was extended, but they went away from it once they got that lead, and then they kind of brought it back again and had a little mini run at the end of the quarter there.
You know, I'm interested in your thoughts on this, Coach. A lot of times over the years I've seen teams be very wary of the Norwich pressure, and they want to try to avoid it, so that's why they speed up. Hey, maybe we can get ahead of it, not let Norwich set up the press, and we'll beat it down the floor. Do you think that's what Oneonta's thinking here, and then it just kind of the wheels came off a little bit?
Well, I think you want to look to take advantage when you have the right situation with the right numbers. If you don't have that, then you want to set up and execute and run your offense.
Our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report here in Norwich. Norwich girls leading at 35-24 over visiting Oneonta. And again, we mentioned it during our pregame show, but two congratulations going out. One to Lizzie Kraft last night for Unitigo for hitting her 1,000 point. And today for Franklin's Shannon Kingsbury, the sophomore. Lizzie's a senior, Shannon a sophomore, joining the 1K club today for the Franklin Purple Devils. So pretty cool milestones, so congratulations to them. A lot of other great activities going on today around Section 4 sports. Two big wrestling events happening today as well. It's the Section 4 Division 2 class qualifier wrestling meets. The qualifier A is at Oneonta High School, qualifier B is at Unadilla Valley. So good luck to all our grapplers out there today as well. One last quick thing before we take a break. Want to mention Tino's Pizza, of course. Today is one of our special sponsors. They are the original home of the cold cheese pizza in Oneonta. Whether you're in the mood for authentic New York-style pizza, unique salads, or a freshly made sub on our homemade Italian bread, Tino's has you covered. Located on Main Street in Oneonta, Tino's offers dine-in, carry-out, catering options, and free delivery. You can call Tino's or order online through the Slice app or DoorDash. That's Tino's Pizza, the original home of the cold cheese pizza. All right, we'll take a break. Norwich girls leading Oneonta 35-24. If you're driving around out there today, please be aware we are expecting some weather later tonight. Should be coming probably somewhere in that 5, 6, 7 o'clock range. So if you're driving around to some games today, just keep that in mind. Keep the weather app up on your phone, or we'll be having our weather updates here on CDO as well. So we'll be right back. It's the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report here on WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back. We start the third quarter here in Norwich. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski. Jim Tomeo is our producer back in the Sydney WCDO studios. Big thank you to Jim for working Saturday afternoon duty with us here. Oneana has the ball going right to left on your radio dial, and here's Bellinger with a three in the right corner. That's no good. Rebound for Van Zandt as Oneana is in the royal blue with the gold trim here to start the second half. A three ball for Wellman was deflected. Out of bounds, they're going to say it's going back to Norwich. They're in the home whites with the purple trim.
And Oneana sticking with the triangle and two, picking up the Ryans well into the back court.
There's Kerrigan Reed down the right side. Will dish one off for Emma Ergo. A jumper from the foul line. No, Van Zandt. Another rebound here for OHS. And Van Zandt in transition here for the Jackets is again. They go right to left. High post, Hayden Lefevre. Nice pump fake, gets down low. Hayden's shot up and good for Oneata.
Yeah, really nice head fake there. Head and shoulder fake, got Ergo to leave her feet, and then she took it hard to the rim.
Norwich 35, Oneata 26. 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Now a steal by Oneata. And here's Lefevre down the right side. Dishing one off, finds Celine Wellman for a three. Boy, that would have really helped, but it was a little short. Wellman gets it back, fires up again. This one's an air ball. And Kerrigan Reed, a rebound here for Norwich. And again, both teams pushing the pace to start this third quarter. Reed tries to dish one off into the paint, and now a steal by Oneata. Ahead for Van Zandt. Van Zandt, right side, lost control of it, out of bounds. Going back to Norwich, and again, the pace not really helping either team here.
Up and down, up and down.
It's kind of the way Norwich has always played. I am a little surprised Oneata doesn't slow it down a little bit. Here's Reed to the right side. They find Ergo at the high post. Norwich going left to right. Ergo in the paint. Her shot in and out. Rebound scooped up by Bellinger. Diving on the floor. Taps one ahead for Wellman. Finds Imperato. And her shot off the glass is good.
Great hustle by both teams there.
Ball on the floor now. Josie Ryan's got to dive down to get it. And we got a call here. It's going back to Oneana. What do we see there, Coach?
The referee called a kick on Norwich. After the ball was kind of loose, so it's going to go to Oneana here on the side over in front of the Jacket bench.
Boy, Oneata coming out firing on all cylinders on defense here. They've scored the last two baskets, and they've cut it to 35-28.
Yeah, a basket here would certainly be a huge.
Lefevre in the paint, little up and under. Tough move. She went flying down to the floor. She's slow to get up. Missed the shot, and Norwich has got the rebound. They got some numbers if they can hurry.
Good hustle.
Yeah, Lefevre and Van Zandt get back in time. Here's Brindley Ryan inside, and we got a traveling violation on Brindley Ryan. She went flying into the paint and couldn't stop. 6 minutes to go in the third. It's Norwich 35, Oneata 28. Jackets hanging around here.
Yeah, a basket here would certainly swing the momentum.
In a Stack East division contest, this is the first time these two teams have met this season. Right side of the floor here for Bellinger. Oneana's got it going right to left. They find Imperato in front of the OHS bench. And Imperato picks up her dribble in a tough spot, finds Bellinger in the right corner. Double teamed, and Oneana's going to take a timeout with 5:40 to go here in the third quarter. It's Norwich girls leading Oneana 35-28. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back. Oneata is going to have the ball out of the timeout. Norwich girls leading 35-28. here with 5:40 to go in the third quarter, live from Norwich High School today. We're glad to have you along. Here's Lefevre in the paint, stripped of the basketball, scooped up by Van Zandt. In the right corner, Van Zandt will work one back out to Bellinger.
Shot clock.
Going back to Norwich. I didn't even see it counting down there. It's my mistake. I didn't hear a buzzer, did you?
No.
No buzzer. Norwich with the good D, they get it back. Asleep at the wheel here, doing the play-by-play. And into the corner now for Kerrigan Reed, and Norwich throws it away here with 5:20 to go in this third quarter.
Boy, Norwich is certainly leaving that door open for the Yellow Jackets to kind of walk into the room again and make this a contest.
Want to welcome all our listeners on 92.3, our new frequency here in Norwich as well. If you're listening right here in the city of Norwich or surrounding areas, thanks for listening in on 92.3. Shot for Oneana is an air ball, and another rebound for Kerrigan Reed. Right side for Reed. Norwich has gone cold here, and then a turnover on a travel. It's going right back to Oneana, and that door continues to kind of swing open there, Coach.
I mean, has Norwich scored in that
no.
half here? So Oneana came out and got a couple quick hoops, and they've had empty possessions the last couple trips, or this could certainly be tied.
Lefevre, a turnaround shot, quick early in the shot clock. From the foul line, it won't go. Reed with another rebound. Kerrigan Reed to the high post finds Emma Ergo. Ergo down low, and she's hammered on the left-handed layup. She's going to the line.
They continue to attack that free throw line area, either for a jump shot or a head fake and a drive.
The Ryans have almost stayed out on the perimeter, almost away from the play, allowing Norwich to almost play a three-on-three type of game as Ergo misses the first shot at the line. Just want to thank Firefighter Incorporated, a trusted Oneana-based company with over 65 years of experience specializing in fire protection equipment for businesses including extinguishers, fire alarms, sprinklers, and chemical suppression systems. That's Firefighter, Inc. And Ergo goes one out of two. 12 points now for Emma Ergo, and it's 36-28 for the Purple Tornado, their first basket of the second half. And here's Bellinger for three on the right side. That's huge for Oneana. Bellinger's got six, and it's 36-31. Josie Ryan is fouled in transition, coming back across midcourt with 4:25 to go in the third. Big three there by Bellinger.
Yeah. And Oneana's just hanging around. And on the road, that's what you want to do. You want to get yourself into a spot where it's a one- or two-possession game, and late, hey, who's going to make the play or the plays that seal it?
Norwich will get it in. On the inbounds in front of their own bench, they go to Ergo. In the paint, Ergo's pass a little too hot there for Kerrigan Reed. Scooped up on the rebound. I should say off the deflection here for Oneata. Hayden Lefevre's pass, she tried to find her sister Kendall off the leg there of Kerrigan Reed. And it's going to stay with the Jackets with just over 4 minutes to go in the third. Norwich girls leading 36-31 here at home.
That was a really nice look by Lefevre. Reed, very high basketball IQ there, knew that where the pass was going and deflected it.
Oneana on the baseline will look to work it in. They find Jordan Bellinger. Bellinger to the left side will pull it out. Pass was deflected. Scooped up here by Josie Ryan. Going to go all the way to try to finish, and it's up and in for Josie Ryan.
Now that's something you can't do against Norwich. They're going to score on that almost every time. You turn it over up there that high, the Ryans are going to push it and get a hoop.
Norwich 38, Oneana 31. And now a steal by Brindley Ryan down the left side of the floor. And here comes a surge from Norwich. Brindley trying to go coast to coast, and she finishes. Five now for Brindley Ryan, and Norwich has pumped it back up to a nine-point lead, 40-31. 3.5 to go in the third, just when you thought Oneana was back in it. Celine Wellman, a three ball, is too strong. And the rebound for Norwich. Kerrigan Reed will walk it up the floor now for the Purple Tornado. Reed down the left side finds Brindley Ryan. Little baseline drive for Brindley. Some contact there. Missed the shot. We got a whistle on the rebound here with 3:10 to go in the third.
You know, there's that big game tomorrow. And
the big game.
Yes. Those two turnovers that Oneana committed were kind of like pick sixes in football. If you turn it over that high with the Ryan's speed and athleticism, they're going to turn that into 2 points. So that was back-to-back. Turnovers that resulted in baskets for Norwich.
And Oneana had just worked so hard to get back into it, and then those two quick baskets by the Ryan sisters really hurt. So Norwich leads by nine, and now another steal. Brindley ahead for Josie Ryan, and this time she's fouled in transition. going up for the left-handed layup, and Josie's going to head to the line here. Want to thank Marabito Energy Products for their sponsorship today. Marabito has their convenience stores where you can fuel up with a full tank of premium fuel, your favorite snacks, or hot cup of coffee on the go. Marabito has been fueling our communities and supporting our neighbors in need for nearly 100 years and counting. Visit Marabito.com. Josie misses the first one at the line. Second one coming here for Josie Ryan. And this one is off the back of the rim. Unlike her to go 0 for 2. And a rebound here for Oneata. The door is still open here for the Jackets. Only trailing by 9 with 2:50 to go in the third. Bellinger in the right side as Oneata goes right to left. Bellinger, right side corner here, looking for some options. Back across to the Jackets in the near side corner here with Wheeler. Now to Bellinger. She dials up a 3. That's a little short. Rebound for Norwich. Off the Bellinger miss. Ahead for Josie Ryan. Stops, pops. 3 in transition for Josie is good. Josie Ryan's up to 9 points. And it's Norwich 43, Oneata 31. 2:20 to go here in the third quarter. A dagger in transition there from Josie Ryan. And then a traveling violation here on Oneata. They'll turn it back over. Khadijah Randall shuffled her feet there.
Yeah, it's important here if the Jackets want to stay within reach. They need to get it to either 10 or under here in this last 2 minutes. So critical stretch here in the ballgame.
2:15 to go in the third. It's Norwich 43, Oneata 31. Kerrigan-Reed finds Emma Ergo. Down low for Olivia Burrell. Burrell tries to shuffle one over into the corner. A steal, though, by Oneata. Bellinger's going to walk it down the floor on the right side. Inside for Kendall Lefevre. Turnaround shot is off the mark. Tipped. Actually going to stay here with the Jackets, they say, with 1:55 to go in this third quarter. Jackets will have it to the right of their own hoop. Wheeler will be doing the inbounding. She tried the lob pass there to Hayden Lefevre. It's picked off by Norwich. Ahead for Josie Ryan in transition. Now she'll pump the brakes and pull one back out. Ryan to the right side. Kerrigan Reed steps in for 3. In and out. Emma Ergo the rebound. Hits it and she's fouled. And Emma Ergo is going to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play try. 14 for Emma Ergo. 12 for Kerrigan Reed, and now 9 for Josie Ryan for Norwich.
Yeah, Ergo has really had a nice game. I've been impressed. She is able to step up to that free throw line. She can knock down that jumper, so the defense has got to come out and respect her. And if you come out and guard her and go for her head fake, she's going to the basket. She's also had some nice post moves, good rebounding inside. She had a nice game today.
Shot at the line is short there for Emma Ergo, but we do have a foul here on Norwich on the rebound, so Oneana's going to get it. We had a tournament last year for travel ball, Coach. I know you'll appreciate this. We had Emma Ergo, Ava Sirigliano, now graduated from Sydney, playing with a girl you know well, Kiana Christmas, now playing at SUNY Morrisville, and those three rotating was a lot of fun to watch out there. Kiana from Fonda Fultonville, but pairing her up with Ava and with Emma was good, and Emma said it was fun to play with those older players. They could give her some tips, and I think she's really improved here this year. And again, you've talked about it, Coach. This Norwich team returns a ton for next year. A minute and a half to go in this third quarter. Here's Hayden Lefevre to Kendall Lefevre. Turnaround shot to the left side is no good, and a rebound off the glass for Brindley Ryan. With a 1:20 to go here in the third. It's Norwich 45, Oneata 31. Thrown away, though, by the Purple Tornado. Here comes Oneata back down the floor. Celine Wellman, who's gone kind of quiet after scoring the first 12 points of the game for the Jackets. She's been stuck on that. Now a steal by Norwich. Ergo ahead for Josie Ryan. In transition, Josie with the left-handed layup won't go. Rebound for Bellinger, and the track meet continues with under a minute to go in the third. Bellinger down the right side of the floor. Stops and to the left side. We'll work it for Van Zandt. Van Zandt with a hand in her face. To the high post. Buckles one over here for Wellman. 40 seconds to go here in the third. 10 on the shot clock. They'll get one off to Randall. Randall's in a tough spot and almost traveled. I think she did travel there. Got away with it. Bellinger with a shot off that pass. Missed it. And again, Norwich trying to run on the rebound. Here's Josie Ryan. In for the left-handed layup. Fouled. Can't get the bucket to go. And Ryan will head back to the line.
Even on a close-in shot there, Norwich is looking to run, so you better make sure you have good court balance against them, or they're going to get out, especially with their speed and athleticism, and they're going to get easy baskets.
Norwich 45, Oneata 31. Josie Ryan to the line. Trying to get into double figures here for Norwich. Hits the first one. So Josie has 10.
I mean, I think they have 11 points this quarter, and I would say at least 8 of those 11 have come in transition or off of turnovers.
Second shot for Josie Ryan is good. She's got 11. Want to thank the Oneonta Block Company, your complete masonry supplier since 1982. Proud to support local high school sports here on WCDO. You can call Oneonta Block Company at 607-432-6641 or visit online at oneontablock.com. Jackets have it. Norwich leading 47-31. We're coming up on 10 seconds to go in the third quarter. Shot clock's off. Steal here by Norwich. Ball is loose on the floor. Somehow Oneonta gets it back. Wellman to the left side. In the teeth of the defense, a lot of contact there. No call. Ball is loose, and that's going to do it for the third quarter. Norwich 47, Oneonta 31. We'll be right back. Start of the fourth quarter coming up on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Well, welcome back here to Norwich High School for today's game with Norwich and Oneonta. The start of the fourth quarter as Norwich leads the Yellow Jackets 47-31.
Just underway here in the fourth. Josie Ryan with the ball stripped. A steal here by Imperato looking to take off. Ball out of bounds, and it's going to go back to Norwich. So I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski. Norwich trying to pick up this first win. They will have their next game next week, as again, they didn't play all season. Their earlier game in the season got postponed. And so here we are to wrap up the regular season in the stack with these two going toe-to-toe. Kerrigan Reed in the left corner. Back out Josie Ryan as Norwich goes left to right. Now to Ryan, straightaway three. It's a little short. Reed with a rebound. Saved it from going out, but it goes right to Oneonta. They'll bring it back down the floor. Here's Jordan Bellinger, left side for Oneonta. Little floater in the paint is up and good for JB. And Bellinger's got 8 points. And it's Norwich 47, Oneonta 33.
And Oneonta's just got to chip away one possession at a time. Something productive, a stop or a score.
Ergo finds Kerrigan Reed for three in the left corner. A big three there for Kerrigan Reed. She's up to 15. She's had a nice afternoon, and now a steal by Josie Ryan. Punched that ball out of bounds, and this Norwich defense just seems to be all over the floor here today.
Yeah, they've made the Yellow Jackets work hard for everything, so really made it difficult even to execute half-court offense.
Norwich 50, Oneonta 33. Jackets have it on the left side of the floor. Taking it down low, up and under. Nice move there by Hayden Lefevre. She's got 5 points. Cuts it to a 15-point ball game. Norwich 50, Oneonta 35. 6:40 to go here in this fourth quarter. Right side for Brindley Ryan. Trying to go to the high post here for Emma Ergo. Now back to Brindley Ryan, scooping one over for Josie. Sister-to-sister connection there. Josie finds Kerrigan Reed inside for Emma Ergo. Ball was knocked out of bounds. 7 on the shot clock. It's going to stay with Norwich. Good ball movement, but also good defense by OHS. Inbounding duty here by Abby Brunick, the junior. To the right of the hoop, finds Emma Ergo. Pull-up jumper, left side, off the mark, and another rebound here for Jordan Bellinger of OHS. Bellinger in transition down the left side of the floor. Comes off a screen. Finds Wellman in the corner. Wellman steps back. Wants a three. It's short. Rebound scooped up by Reed and then out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Jackets with just about 6 minutes to go here in this fourth quarter. Norwich 50, Oneana 35. Another one of our special sponsors today includes Pickett Building Materials, State Highway 23 in Oneonta. From framing lumber and roof trusses to Marvin windows, custom doors, and premium tools, we provide everything you need to build, repair, and renovate at Pickett Building Materials. Oneonta with the ball straight away. Wellman wants another three, and again, just not enough gas under it. Hits the front of the rim, and another rebound for Norwich. Back down the floor for Josie Ryan. She wants a three of her own, and this one's in and out for Norwich, and a rebound for Kendall Lefevre. Both teams a little cold from the outside right now. 5.5 to go in the fourth. Norwich 50, Oneonta 35 to the high post. Hayden Lefevre trying to go to work down low, and she's fouled on the right low block.
And you wonder, you mentioned that Oneonta's last few shots have been a little short. You wonder if this pace that Norwich is pushing has just kind of wore out the Yellow Jackets and their legs are kind of, you know, starting to go a little, and that's why some of those shots are short, because those last two threes by Wellman looked like they were right on the money, just a fraction of an inch short, or those are in the bottom of the net. So you wonder if that pace that Norwich likes to play at really has an impact on their opponents as the game winds on.
Hayden Lefevre misses the first shot at the charity stripe. Second shot is up and good for Hayden Lefevre. She has 6 points. And it's Norwich 50, Oneonta 36. 5:25 to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Josie Ryan on the left side to Emma Ergo. We'll dish one down low for Burrell. Her right-handed layup won't go. Oneonta still fighting hard. They got a rebound with Imperato. If they could cut it to 10 here, Coach, they'd still have some life, but then a double dribble coming up the floor, and they turn it back over.
And every time it appears that the Yellow Jackets are kind of going to kind of claw their way back into it, something happens to kind of derail their momentum.
Jackets take a timeout. 5:10 to go in the fourth quarter. It's Norwich 50, Oneonta 36. Stack girls basketball this afternoon here on WCDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. 5:10 to go in the fourth quarter. It's Norwich 50, Oneonta 36. We're back underway. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Boskowski. Jim Tomeo is our producer back in the WCDO studios in Sydney. We're glad to bring you this contest here this afternoon. And now a steal by the Oneonta girls as they go right to left as we come out of the break. Pull-up jumper here for Bellinger is no good. Ergo a rebound. Outlet pass Josie Ryan. Norwich a little more content to take their time bringing it up the floor. Not much, but just a little. Brindley Ryan finding Kerrigan Reed inside Emma Ergo. Off the glass, it's good for Emma Ergo, and she's got 16. And Norwich leading 52-36. They're in control right now. Oneonta has it left side. They try to go to the high post and a reach-in foul here on Ergo. And that's going to be her fourth, I believe. Yeah, that's four on Ergo. 4:27 to go, fourth quarter. Ball on the baseline. They go in for Hayden Lefevre.
Traveling
violation. And it's going to go back to Norwich here midway through this fourth quarter. Well, Coach, we'll have to see what next week brings. We're going to sit down tomorrow and try to map out how things are going to look for certain playoffs and all the different leagues that we cover. Some regular season games to finish up next week as well. Can't believe we're at that time of the year as Norwich is going to throw it away and Oneonta will get it back here. But Stack, Tri-Valley, MAC, Delaware League, all getting to crunch time now. Everyone's trying to sneak in those last-minute games before the sectional seeding meeting on the 19th.
Yes, I know I will be anxiously awaiting scores to be posted to Nate Lowell. Know the score tonight so I can get the pairing set for our league matchups.
Seven games on the local schedule, but a lot in the Tri-Valley tonight, so you will be certainly busy, and I'll get those up as soon as I can. Steal now by Kerrigan Reed. Reed's in the backcourt with 3:50 to go here in the fourth quarter. Norwich passing one ahead for Brindley Ryan. And she tries to feed one through the teeth of the defense, and it's knocked away. Oneana still playing good defense, but the offense has dried up a little bit here. Celine Wellman for three off the side of the rim. And pulled down by Norwich. Rebound there was by Talia Bookamer. They find Josie Ryan on the left side of the floor. Wants that three. Josie's shot is in and out. Rebound underneath by Kendall Lefevre. Passing one ahead for Celine Wellman. Wants a three again and hits. And Celine's up to 15 points. It's a team high for Oneana. But Norwich girls on top, 52-39 with 3:05 to go in the fourth quarter. Pass down low. Now a steal by Jordan Bellinger. Bellinger in transition down the right side of the floor. Dishing one inside. Finding Hayden Lefevre, and it's up and good. And Lefevre's got 8 points, and Norwich wants to talk things over. Still some time left in this ball game with 2:53 to go in the fourth quarter. It's Norwich 52, Oneana 41. We'll step away again for 30 seconds here on WCDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, everybody. It's Nate Lull. It's Greg Bonskowski here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. I just got some news that Sydney's Carson Strauss won the small school 3200 today in the, I believe that's the sectional meet here today. Let me check on that real quick. Yeah, the Section 4 class championships today. Carson runs a 9:58. I had Carson on the podcast a couple weeks ago. He said that was one of his goals, was to go under 10 minutes. Great job, Carson. Well done. So a little shout out to him here. And thanks to Coach Sims for letting me know about that. We got a turnover here on Norwich right out of the timeout. Oneana's going to get this ball back. What happened there, Coach? It kind of just gave it away.
Well, Brindley had inbounded it, and then she ran across the baseline out of bounds, and there was kind of like a handoff, almost like a football play, but Brindley wasn't in bounds yet, so she couldn't accept that ball, and the referee saw it.
Oneana with a turnaround shot by Hayden Lefevre in the paint, but they cannot get it to drop in with 2:40 to go here in the fourth. It's Norwich 52, Oneana 41. Norwich with the ball on the baseline. Burrell zips one over, finds Kerrigan Reed, and that shot off the glass, a little too strong. Celine Wellman, a rebound. And the outlet pass here to Hayden Lefevre in transition. Lefevre dishes one. Bellinger, corner three for Oneonta. No, just off the front of the rim. Good-looking shot, but it wouldn't flush down. And then we got a foul as Reed got that rebound, and Imperato was there but couldn't get there in time.
I don't know. I thought that looked like a jump ball. The official on the backside called the foul. The official looking right at it didn't blow the whistle. I thought it looked like she had all ball there.
2:10 to go here in the fourth quarter. Norwich girls leading 52-41 over Oneonta. A pass inside for Ergo at the left low block, and she's fouled. And Emma Ergo is going to head back to the line. Make sure you stay tuned. After this, we're going to have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game, brought to you by NBT Bank, Mirabito Gresham Insurance, and ACCO Brands, all supportive of these three awards here this season. And Ergo gets the first one at the line, 17 for Ergo. So she's well above her average of 11.4 today. Second shot for Ergo is good. 18 for Emma. You can always see the top points per game players in our area at natelull.com. Just click on the top scores tab. I did have that updated as of this morning, and we'll get it updated later tonight as well. Turnaround shot for Hayden Lefevre in the paint. nice little hook, and she's got it to go. And Lefevre's got 10 points. Makes it Norwich 54, Oneana 43 with a buck 45 to go here in the fourth quarter. Not as close, not as many fireworks as last night's boys game, but still, this has been a fun game. Well, and they'll play again in a week.
With the exception of that little run that Norwich went on there in the, you know, first half, this game has been pretty close.
Burrell inside for Emma Ergo, and again, establishing position. Emma puts it up and in, 20 for Emma Ergo. Oneana trying to get back into it. Celine Wellman's shot was partially blocked. Bellinger's got a rebound. Pulls it out with a buck 20 to go in the fourth quarter. Bellinger tries another three. Crunches off the front of the rim. Rebound, Brindley Ryan. Ryan in transition. A little step through for Brindley. Goes down hard. Appears to be okay there with 1:14 to go in the fourth quarter. She's laughing as she gets up. Plays reckless abandon sometimes. There's no thought of what happens to my body when I go flying through the air. It's kind of how she thinks out there, or so it seems. Wellman with another three. Skips off the side of the rim. Oneana keeps it alive. They go to Van Zandt. Her three is off the mark. We're under a minute to go now. Ball into the corner. Both teams fighting for it. It's going to stay with the Jackets with 56 seconds left. And Norwich on top, 56-43. Stack girls basketball here this afternoon in Norwich. Oneana boys beating Norwich last night in Oneonta. We did that game. 63-58, the final last night for the Oneana boys, with Britton Z scoring 30 points and hitting 5 3-pointers. Josie Ryan's got it on the left side here for Norwich. They're trying to return the favor for the Purple Tornado here this afternoon. 40 seconds left. Ryan. Josie finds Brindley. Now they go to Kerrigan Reed. Back to Josie. Good ball movement here for the Purple. Backdoor cut for Burrell. Little up and under. No! Wouldn't go. Died on the rim. Didn't have enough momentum to go down.
But it's going to stay with Norwich, and they got a fresh shot clock, and the shot clock is off as there's only 28.7 left.
We might have a special guest post-game.
Maybe?
Maybe. That's inside for Emma Ergo, and she puts it up and in. She's got 22. So we'll see about that with Norwich leading 58-43. Bellinger takes it to the hoop. Scores and is fouled, and Bellinger's going to go to the line. She's into double figures with 10. So you got Wellman with 15, and then Lefevre with 10, and Bellinger with 10 here for OHS. 20 seconds left. Both teams putting in a few reserves here for the final 20 seconds. Bellinger has got 11. And it's 58-46 as we wind down. Brindley Ryan to midcourt with 15 seconds left. Finds her sister Josie. Oneana is going to guard to the bitter end here. Ball stripped there from Josie Ryan. It's going to go out of bounds and back to Oneana with 10 seconds left. And they'll go to Hayden Lefevre in the paint. Tried to go up and under. Didn't get the foul call there with 7 seconds left. And it's going to be on the baseline here. Natalie Van Zandt will do the inbounding here to the right of the hoop. Van Zandt tosses it in, finds Imperato. Inside for Hayden Lefevre. Shot won't go. Second opportunity for Hayden. Also off the mark, and that's going to do it. Norwich 58, Oneana 46. So they win round one of the girls' rivalry. They'll meet again in about a week's time in Oneonta. Coach and I will take a quick break. We'll come back with our three awards, but Norwich wrapping up a good win here on their home floor to improve to 3-1 in the division.
Yeah, I thought the difference was their defensive pressure and that little run there in the first half when they kind of broke it open, and then from there it kind of stayed that way the rest of the time. So.
Well, an excellent win here for Norwich this afternoon. We'll be back with the post-game show. So Norwich improves to 3-1 in the division. Oneana falls to 2-3. And so Norwich now goes to 9-6 overall. Oneana falls to 6-9. Postgame show coming up here on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Bainbridge.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney. Cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back one last time here to Norwich High School. 58-46, the Norwich girls pull away here from Oneonta to pick up a win on their home floor. Was it really just the one run here, in your opinion, Coach, that kind of separated the two? Because I agree, they played very tight for a lot of the ball game, but every time it felt like Oneonta was going to creep back in, Norwich just had a little bit of a run to go on and kind of gap it back up to 7, 9, 11 points.
Yeah, I felt like it was that one run in the first half that kind of gave Norwich that little bit of a cushion. Oneonta chipped away at it. And the other big factor besides that one run that kind of gave them the cushion was that Oneonta just turned the ball over too many times tonight. And they did have some good looks here in the second half, but they just seemed to be short on all their shots in the second half. So I think it'll be a good contest the next time they play at Oneonta.
Scoring summary here first for Oneonta. 15 for Celine Wellman, that's a team high, 11 for Jordan Bellinger, 10 for Hayden Lefevre. Then we had 4 for Kendall Lefevre, 2 apiece for Natalie Van Zant, Ella Harper, and Madison Imperato. On the other side for Norwich, a game high 22 points for Emma Ergo. She was tremendous today, 15 for Kerrigan Reed, 11 for Josie Ryan, 5 for Brindley Ryan, 3 for Caroline Richardson, and 2 for Olivia Burrell. So we're going to get into our three awards now for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. So first up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course brought to you by NBT Bank, top-rated by Forbes and by the people who matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support our local high school athletes. And we kind of hemmed and hawed on a lot of this today. There was a lot of different ways we could go, but game-high 22 for Emma Ergo, we're going to give her the offense award today.
Yeah, I thought she was one of the key factors in the game. I thought she did a nice job both in the low block area and also operating around the free throw line. She had a nice game. She took advantage of the opportunities she had with the defense that Oneonta was playing.
I'm going to skip ahead to the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to have been a community partner for over 75 years. We want to go with Kerrigan Reed here. For Norwich, maybe the best game I've seen Kerrigan play in person. Just a freshman, 15 points today. She just had a smoothness about her game at times that I really liked.
Yeah, she made a couple key jump shots and also delivered some nice passes, again, taking advantage of the defense that the Yellow Jackets threw at the Purple Tornado today.
Lastly, we are going to go with our defense award brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local teams this season. Sometimes one of these awards just turns into a little something extra. We're going to go with Celine Wellman today from Oneonta. She had the team high 15. I think, obviously Hayden Lefevre had a nice game, Jordan Bellinger. Celine had the first 12 points of the game, kind of giving her a little reward for that. And, she did have to work hard, very hard at times in that triangle and two. That was kind of successful at keeping the Ryans at least in check a tiny little bit.
Yeah, I thought she played well today. She worked hard. Maybe not a tremendous amount of steals or blocks on the defensive end, but certainly her effort on that end was key to the Yellow Jackets' effort and also her offense seemed to go well. I mean, she got off to that great start, then she kind of got a little cold. So, but the rematch should be interesting when they come to Oneana.
So I think we're going to get a special guest here. I'm trying to wave her over, see if she'll talk to us or not.
She's stalling.
She's stalling a little bit here as we wrap up the broadcast. But, you know, we're certainly very excited that we had two 1,000-point scorers over the last night here. Lizzie Kraft from Unitigo, I should say, last night, and then Shannon Kingsbury from Franklin. So, Lizzie, we've had her on the podcast, so I know she's a talker. We'll see if she decides to come over here. I think we're going to get her. No, she doesn't want to do it. Yeah, well, we got to ask you about 1,000 points here. Hey, you did the Nate Law podcast. This is no different. So just hold that nice and close there, Lizzie. And so last night, unfortunately, we couldn't be there. I've apologized a million times about that. But what's that like? The minute you hit that three, did you know that was the moment that you were going to hit 1,000, or were you not sure when it was going to be?
Well, normally I don't shoot three-pointers.
I know.
When I shot it, it was a buzzer-beater three at the end of the third quarter. So I was like, I made it. I was like, oh, I'm at 14. Like, I got one more point. But then Avery James, like, came up to me and was, like, cheering. And I was like, wait, what? I was, like, shocked. Like, you can see in the pictures that Ben took. I had no clue. So I was trying to count, but, like, at the same time I wasn't because I didn't want to get in my head. But, yeah.
So one thing we always ask 1,000-point scorers, how much have you been thinking about it? Do you think it's kind of impacted you over the last few weeks? Because everybody says, boy, I'm just a ball of nerves thinking about it.
Yeah, so, like, I've been counting down since the start, I'm not going to lie. But everyone's telling me, like, don't think about it, but it's always, like, been in the back of my head. But it hasn't really stressed me out, but now I feel like I can play, like, freely because I'm not, like, built up about it, but, yeah.
What does it mean for you to have your name up there on that banner? I'm sure, you know, as a little one, you're watching Meg Perry go through, and she's got to be kind of a hero to you and all the other great names on that banner. What's it going to be like for you to step in that gym and see it up there?
Yeah, I'm really excited. Like, with Meg Perry, I think she hit hers during COVID.
Yes.
So I was, like, little. I think I was in eighth grade when she hit it, or maybe seventh.
Yeah, but somewhere in there, yeah.
Yeah, I definitely look up to her a lot, but I'm excited.
I know. I felt so bad for Meg that night because really, there was some crowd at the game, but it was not like yours, where the community support was awesome. What was it like to have family, friends, teammates, everybody right there for that?
It was really good. So it was senior night, too. So my whole family was there, my grandmas, my whole siblings. I have four siblings, so a lot. Everyone was there, like families that I've literally known for, like, my whole life. So it was really good. It was really loud, too. Like, it was very loud in there.
I love it. Lizzie, Last question. Unitigo always seems to find a way in the playoffs in the MAC to get to the MAC championship. How much pressure is on you guys? I mean, Sydney, Delhi, Green, Unitigo, it's going to be a fight here in the semifinals.
Yeah, it'll be good. There's, like, I feel like this is normally the four teams. Like, it's been the same four teams, but I think there's a lot of pressure on us because we did lose last year. So I think we kind of just need to come back this year and do it.
Well, we can't wait for your semifinal game. Right now, it's looking like maybe Unitigo at Sydney. What a semifinal that would be.
Yeah.
I got to be there for that. So.
Yeah.
But again, congratulations on 1,000. We appreciate it. We apologize again. We couldn't be there, but we'll see you the rest of the way for sure.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, we'll take that from Lizzie here, and we're going to wrap it up with Norwich winning 58-46. Lizzie's got her cheering section here. And, Coach, one last time, thanks for joining me here today.
Oh, no problem. I enjoyed it, and I would look forward to that rematch. I think it could be a little different game. There might have been a couple players that weren't here or able to participate today, so that could certainly change it. And if Oneana takes care of the ball a little better, it certainly will be a tight contest.
We will see what our schedule is going to be next week, kind of based on weather, playoff matchups, all those great things. So check out natelull.com. We'll have our radio schedule on there. Also, there's a bunch of games today that will impact the standings. So check out the scores tab there and also the standings tab later tonight, I would say, probably by 10 o'clock or so. We'll have all that good information on there. So, again, 58-46, our final score. Norwich girls defeat Oneonta here in Norwich. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo as well, our producer back in Sydney. We'll see you next week here on WCDO Sports.
Classic hits and today's best music. Done right, Tri-County Heartbeats. The fun ones at work, WCDO.
People pleasing planet, got a million people saying how to plan it. I can no longer stand it, gonna spend my days telling them to
McKinnon.